I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Kirilani, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation.
Here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. And contrary to rumors, we're still here.
Surprise!
We'll actually be here through the end of the month. We were requested to kind of come back and do the month. So we'll be here till the end of the month. But still stay tuned at goodvibrationsradio.com, where we can tell you... What was that? Oh, where we can tell you what's coming up. We have signed on with Contact Talk Radio Network. We'll start broadcasting there in June and go live with them in July. So, yes, Kira.
But thank you very much, Hal, because this allows us to spend a little bit more time with the listeners in the transition process, and we appreciate being able to broadcast and keep the good vibrations going.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, Good Vibrations Radio is produced through Magic for Life, which is also the producer of the Rota Psychic Fair, which we had May 3rd and 4th, and the next one is November 1st and 2nd. And joining us this evening is Susie Donahue from Theta Healing Benefits, which was the show that used to be in front of Good Vibrations Radio. So we're going to have a trio of down memory lanes to get back out to everybody all the good information that we don't want you to miss as you journey forward in your life. But before we connect on with Susie, did you have some go with the flow for the listeners, Kirilani?
Well, definitely. And that's why I'm really excited to be here tonight, because there is so much going on energetically. We just don't want to miss a week at all in sharing with you what's going on so you can take advantage of it. And here we are already to the last week of May. I don't know about you, but this year has gone awfully, awfully fast. And this is really the creative nexus of the year. It's that really powerful, potent, pregnant period of the year where we can take the seeds, our dreams and our desires and our vision for our life and for this world, and plant it in this rich and fertile soil. And we only have a handful of days left of that energy, because as we switch to June, it's kind of the juicy center of the year, but there's a shift there where there's a overlapping of the creative energies and the manifesting energies, and we actually start moving toward our creation for the following year. So this is the time to focus in. If you have been procrastinating to the last minute, this is the time to sit yourself down this weekend and spend a little time saying, what is it that you do want? And ask your soul to help you to uplift those dreams and desires beyond what our minds think is possible, beyond what the plain, it's safe option would be. You know, a lot of times in our lives, particularly for the kids that grew up with multiple choice tests, when we ask you, what do you want? We say, well, what are my choices? And I will pick the least of the options, the least bad one of the options. And yet, this isn't that kind of ask. The ask is, if you could have anything, if your life could look any way that you choose and you desire it to be, what does that look like? If you have a blank canvas, the blank whiteboard, a clean slate, what does it look like? If you're willing to let go of all those things that have held you back in the past, all those things where you were told you were not good enough, you were told you were not strong enough, were told that the world wouldn't support whatever it is that you said you wanted, ask again. What would those things look like? Because in May, we have this energy that is shifting from a time period that has governed our entire lives, which was governed by limitations. We're shifting into a time period of limitlessness. So those things that may have been a limitation a year ago, a week ago, up until this point in your life, maybe aren't anymore. So as those chains and bonds release, in each moment, more is possible. In each moment, things that you couldn't even imagine suddenly start coming true. And that's when the magic and the miracles start becoming everyday occurrences. But if we hold tight to those limitations, if we argue that the cages of the bars on the cage are still there. They are there because we have created them. We have solidified them. So in all of our lives now, there's a squeezing going on. The universe is, and our soul is squeezing us to say, what do you want? It's not going to allow you to be comfortable and complacent and happy remodeling your rut. It's time to say, am I willing to have the courage to get out of those ruts? And it's going to be pushing against any of those areas, those old wounds, those things that you thought you were already done with, those things that you thought you had already healed. This is a year that's about liberation. So it's going to push against any of those tight spots, any of those edges where maybe it was healed a little bit, but there's another layer of the onion that has opened up to allow you to go deeper. Because if you can take those scars, if you can take those wounds and say, I am willing in this time period between the Buddha moon of enlightenment and the full, beautiful, transformational moon that's coming to release and understand why that event occurred in my life, to see the gift in it, to be willing to let go of the trauma and the pain or the pattern that it's tied to. That is our gift and service to the world. That ability to transform is what we came into this life to do. And so see those things as they come up, instead of as an annoyance or a nuisance or thinking that you've done something wrong because they're back up in your life, see it as an opportunity to say, yes, welcome. And now let's go to another level of transforming them. Because as you do that, it's not changing it just for you. It's helping every single person out there that, whether you're connected to them or not, transform the same things, to lift that burden a little bit more, to make it a little bit easier for them to transform in their own lives. So this year of self-truth, this year of liberation, is meant for us to walk out of this year with a beautiful, shiny, open heart. And that is where our safety is. To walk out with an open mind that is flexible and in partnership with our spirit. And that our spirit is really the one that is partnering with our heart and our mind to say, we don't have to have all the answers anymore. Our spirit knows those answers. And if we can operate in union within ourselves, and as we come together with other people, we operate at that level, magic is possible. And that is this just amazing opportunity that we have this year. So this last period of May, I want to give you a couple of days that are really powerful to mark on your calendars. So first of all, tomorrow is a day that allows you to bridge between the energy of heaven and earth and know that you are the alchemist in your life. You are here to be that cauldron, to open up your crown and connect with the energy of the heavens, to connect with the energy of the earth. And as you create that bridge, anything is possible to transform in between. It's through that open, loving heart. And as you open to those energies, open to knowing that you are that bridge of love and light in the world, you plant yourself as the seed in that fertile ground, that seed of divinity, and know that the Creator never left the creation. So you are God. You and everyone you meet, when you honor that light within them, when you honor that light within yourself, you are magnifying that for each person you interact with. So as we look, as we go through the week, on the 28th, we have a great opportunity. There's a portal of new beginnings that happens, and I believe that's on Wednesday is the 28th. And let's see. Yes, Wednesday is the 28th. And by the way, that's our Good Vibrations Radio monthly call if you want to call in and hear more about what's coming in June. But that is also the new moon. So that's very interesting that on a new moon, we would have that portal of new beginnings, that portal of union with the all, the I am consciousness, and realizing that we are all interconnected. We are in this together. And so we are never alone, even though we had this fantasy of separation, that was all a delusion. So the more that we can connect with that relationship with our soul, with that relationship with the all, with that relationship with each other, the more powerful we are with our creations. If we look at Thursday then, Thursday and Friday and Saturday become this very powerful passage that from that portal of new beginnings, the Thursday becomes an opportunity to take those creations and offer them up to your soul and ask whatever is limited in them to be uplifted, to ask them to be aligned with your highest truth, to align with your soul's divine plan. And then on the 30th, release all that you have offered up for those dreams and desires to the limitlessness that is possible now. Give them over to the universe and ask them to be expanded. And let go of any trying to control how it happens or how it manifests. Just know that your creation is being offered up at a level of purity that has been provided by this time period of May. And that leads us to the final day in May, the 31st, which is this beautiful wake-up call. And it kicks off an amazing, amazing period through June and July that is a series of wake-up calls, a series of infusions of power, which is really what this whole year is about. We are supposed to go through what for some people may be a little bit of a gauntlet this year, but it's really intended to shed all those things that really are not us so that we can truly be authentically who we came into this life to be. So we let go of all those crutches, let go of all those places where we've been holding back or playing small or hiding still or waiting for it to be our time. This is the time period that there is an immense transfer of power on the planet. When we came into this life, it was a life that was not geared for us. And we are in a period of time where that's being recalibrated to be what we came here for. And each of us is being evaluated, I guess is the word that comes to mind, or assessed by our soul to say how much of that light, how much of that love, and how much of that power, which is really just light and love, are we capable of holding and receiving and transmitting in the world? Because that's what we came here to do. So it's not some giant scary thing. And sometimes fear of the unknown comes up at this point. You know, sometimes as we go to plant the seeds and the dreams and desires that we have for our life, there's all these little voices in our head that pop up saying, but you tried that and it didn't work, or who are you to ask for that, or you don't deserve that, or it can't possibly happen, or maybe I shouldn't ask for that because I don't want to be disappointed. All those little things that buy back or chew away like a little Pac-Man, chew away at those dreams. Those are up for all of us this week. So this is the opportunity to evaluate them as they come up and say, nope, not going to go down that path. And I've asked Susie to help us with some of those things because it's not just you if you're having that go on in your life. It's all of us that's meant to come up during this time period. And I wanted Solazar to share with us a little bit, too, some of the astrological influences that are going on that are kind of squeezing in that same area. So, Solazar, if you can share a little bit with the listeners what you were telling me in the car about Chiron.
Okay, well, I'm a little out of breath, so I had to go out of the studio because the car lights were on to turn the car lights off, and then the door locked behind me. And we were running all over trying to find somebody with a key to get back in. And now that I'm back in, I'm going to tell you about Chiron and Jupiter since you asked. But that's why I'm out of breath.
So it is
Chiron.
So while you're catching your breath, that's actually kind of comical because it aligns exactly to what's going on in everyone's life. So what are those locks and blocks that are keeping you from what you desire, right? This is the time to release those.
Well, Chiron and Jupiter have been trining each other, which is kind of like an aspect, since actually the 28th of April, since the end of April, which is when we had that new moon in Gemini, Taurus. And as a result of that, Jupiter, as you know, is kind of, it's expansion, it's beneficence. It brings things out so that we can approach them and deal with them. And it's not a harsh planet at all. So what Chiron is, of course, is the wounded healer. So what Jupiter and Chiron are doing coming together like that is bringing up those traumas, those issues, those areas of our life that we still need to deal with and haven't dealt with. And most often they're going to surface in ways for things that we thought we've resolved. Or what we really did is push it so far down we didn't have to confront it. But we never released it. We never resolved it. We never healed it. And this is the time, especially in this month, for us to really bring these things up and release them and start letting them go in order to take full advantage of what's coming forward as we move forward through the rest of this year.
And I think all of us would say that, you know, those things in our life, we do not want to cast a vote for a limitless amount of, right? So that's why this time period is so pivotal, because the gift in it coming up now is that if we transform it in this period, it allows you to be free of that so that the seeds that you're planting can be limitless without those holding them back, without those chewing away at them.
And there's a piece coming up, Kira, that we'll talk more about on Wednesday when we do our podcast for this month to talk about the energy of June, but I want to touch on, because it goes right to it, is that we have the new moon in Gemini on Wednesday. But what we also have is Venus in Taurus and Mercury in Cancer, and it's going to be a wonderful time for expanding and expressing in our communication. What we always forget is that our communication starts with our communication with ourselves. And Mercury is going to go into retrograde, I think, the 7th of June. Or actually, yes, it is the 7th of June. So it's going to go retrograde in the 7th of June. So we've really got a little over a week to really take the time to clearly express for ourselves what's going on. It's also a good time to initiate anything that requires communication. So this is the time for us to clear these traumas, to deal with these issues, and to be honest with ourselves and anyone around us that we need to fully express what we're doing or what we need to do or any part of our relationship with them.
Well, that is terrific. Thank you for sharing that piece of it, because I always get still delighted when you see how the astrological influences that are happening along with the numerological influences, as well as where we are in the cycles of the moon and the cycles of the sun, how they all come together in this perfect tapestry. So that gives you a little bit of idea for the go with the flow.
And I wanted to mention more about Susie, who's with us, Susie Donahue. She, you know, lives in Santa Cruz. She holds the highest degree offered in theta healing from the Institute of Knowledge in Idaho Falls, Idaho. She's fabulous at theta healing, and she had a fabulous show. And since KRXA has gone dark, she hasn't been on air with the show, but we definitely are blessed that she's here with us this evening.
Well, and Susie, thank you so much for joining us, because we used to look forward to getting to the show early so we could sit and listen to your show and enjoy the downloads, and they certainly have made a tremendous difference in my life.
Well, thank you.
So thank you for what you're bringing to the world, and thank you for being with us tonight and agreeing to come do this, because I found that this is one of the most expedient is the word that comes to mind, effective ways of going in and releasing some of that old programming. So for people who aren't familiar with theta healing, can you share with the listeners a little bit about what it's about?
Yeah, theta healing is a modality that that uses the theta brainwave to connect to the energy that binds and intertwines all things in existence. And this energy has the power to heal, change, or manifest anything. And I mean anything. I have seen miracles happen. I've seen people just literally manifest things out of thin air. I'm not at that level yet, but Vianna is, and I've seen her do it. She's the founder. But what happens is when you clear the programs that are within us, and it's not just about your lifetime, it's about what your parents, what their parents, like on an ancestral level, the programs that they're carrying. We've been in a domination culture for the last 10,000 years. So everything from our competitiveness with each other to our language is really kind of abusive. And so we're kind of programmed to be competitive with each other and to think that if we can't be perfect, that we're not good enough. But that's not the truth. Nobody's ever going to be quote-unquote perfect, but we are perfect in our imperfections. Everything's perfect, and just if we can be authentic with ourselves, we are perfect. Our timing is perfect. But what theta healing does is it goes in and it removes these ancient programs that are even locked in your DNA. And in fact, what Creator told me about... Because when you get into the theta brainwave, you can communicate to this energy that makes up everything in existence. And what I was told about radiation is radiation has a divine purpose. And we're being bombarded by the sun. We're being bombarded by Fukushima and cell phones and cell towers, because this has a divine action. And that is, it's bringing up all of these programs from our ancestors that are locked in our DNA that are keeping us from choosing our experiences. We're merely reacting to the programs that our ancestors carried. And theta healing is a way to go in and connect to the energy that knows everything and look within into the DNA and find out what it is for you or what it is for me that needs to be changed to be able to have a new experience.
And so for everybody, there's a little bit of, you know, challenges that come up around self-love, and when we go to ask for something, there's a little bit of that voice in the back of our head going, calibrating whether you're asking for more than you deserve.
Yeah,
right?
Are you worthy?
Are you worthy?
Am I worthy?
Yeah.
And I think it's a common one that mm-hmm. a lot of us carry. So are there some things that could help people with that?
Yeah, it's not just that am I worthy to have something, but it's also an aspect of they think they can only ask for one thing and that's it. Once they've asked for that one thing, their turn is over, which is kind of an interesting dynamic as well. Like that you can only ask God for one thing, but actually you are a creator being. We are all creator beings and we can have anything that we can imagine. And that's your birthright. That's all of our birthrights. So if I were to give a download on that, let me just check in with Creator on that. I'm just checking into the energy of the listeners. I'm just checking into the energy of the listeners right now to see what is the most common belief amongst everyone who's currently listening. So give me a second. Okay, so what I'm seeing as the most common belief amongst the listeners currently is that you just don't feel like you're valuable enough. Mm-hmm. And so what I would like to do is just have Creator remove all the obligations that you've taken on to learn through negativity of the self. To learn through seeing the self as separate from source. And any programs that you have that prevent you from seeing yourself as an aspect of creation, that from seeing yourself as a child of God, not a creation from God. Let's have that removed so that it is possible for you to really go get into the knowledge and birthright of literally being a child of God with the same inherent powers that God has, and that you understand, know, realize, and feel that your consciousness, your living consciousness, is the exact same consciousness that brings the atoms together that created life. It works in the exact same principle. And that you know what it feels like, how to, and that you already do live your daily life understanding the value of your consciousness that is the same consciousness as God. And that it's totally safe for you to accept your birthright. And it's time. And all you need do to take these downloads is say yes and be open to receive if you would like those changes. One more download if I could give it. And would you like to fully understand, know, realize, and feel from the energy of creation what I call the primal will to good? Perspective and understanding of how it had labored for billions and billions of years with ancient systems of moving energy and chemical exchanges to create this body with this brain that has the awareness to understand that they are a child of God, that they have the same consciousness of the same consciousness that God has, and that you are the product of billions and billions of years of energy and chemical exchanges. This right here, this moment right here, this is it. And that you know what it feels like to grab that moment and be the God self that you are and understand your value. If you want that, download, say yes, and be open to receive.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, it did feel good. And it looked like it just went in like butter to everybody who was listening.
Butter. Butter.
A little melted butter with your creations. That's how I always feel after the downloads. It's like there's some part of it just lets you relax into everything.
Yeah.
And the other thing that came up while we were doing that was the whole concept of trust, right? You know, we've lived in this time period, and maybe it's faith, not trust, of limitation where everyone was trained to expect something bad to happen for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. So if you fall in love, great, but then it'll end up somehow in loss, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you get what you asked for, then somehow it will be taken away. So there's these little like niggly things that over time you start not trusting the universe, you start not trusting your soul, you start not trusting that the world is a benign place, mm-hmm. right? And I'm wondering if maybe we could do some downloads around that to expand a little bit.
Yes. The trust issues, though, you have to understand, goes back to the domination culture that we've been under for the past 10,000 years of being dominated. And there's always been, for the past 10,000 years, there's always been a push for people who want to control and dominate others. Because, unfortunately, in our society, we are programmed to believe that our value comes from dominating others. And this obviously
or in some cases being submissive to others.
Yes.
You know, a lot of programming for the feminine is around that.
Absolutely. Right? So there has to be somebody who dominates and others who are submissive. And so it's the trust sort of is entangled in that you're either going to dominate by dominating, and then you're somehow you fulfilled your obligation to be number one, stepping on a lot of different people, and that interaction, and then as you said, those who are programmed to be submissive are going to be submissive, but this creates an atmosphere of lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
The whole dynamic, the way we talk to each other, the way we work together. Even in a job situation, it isn't healthy. It's really quite dominating, and it almost feels like there's somebody dominating and everybody else is submissive. So it's a master slave situation,
which is interesting because when I was talking about this whole transfer of power, part of that the intention is to come back into balance within ourselves between that creative and manifesting aspect of ourselves, the divine feminine, mm-hmm. divine masculine. And as we come into more balance and wholeness individually, then the quality of our relationship starts changing too, because there is no need for the dominance or submission. There's, as in this millennium that's all about relationships, it's rewriting that script of what our interaction with each other is about.
Yes, and that's so necessary because we can't evolve under the pressures that we're under in terms of either competing with each other or just falling, being a doormat. We can't evolve to the God beings that we're being pushed to do with this. So let me take a quick gander at what the folks have in, because that's kind of an array of different programming, and see what the most common program is, and I'll be right back. Okay, so the first thing I would like to do is just simply have Creator remove from everyone's DNA the need to be competitive, the need to be perfect to be accepted. and any obligations that you have, that you have to be perfect to be successful or have security, is finished. If you want this, say yes and be open to receive.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're going to replace that with Creator, and we're talking about the energy of creation here, the primal will to good, the energy that comes from a different dimension that draws the particles that make up the molecules together. This is the energy we're talking about when I say God or primal will to good. This is the energy I'm talking about. But that you have this energy's perspective and understanding of the magic that comes from being authentic. And your perspective, understanding of being the magic that is in being authentic is the same. And that you know what it feels like, how to, and that you already do live your daily life in the magic of authenticity, and it's totally safe, and that you fully understand, know, realize, and feel that this is where your success and security comes in the new Anne. If you would like this download, say yes and be open to receive.
Yes.
Another aspect I would like to continue with, and that is, do I have your permission to have the Creator of all that is, this is the energy of creation I spoke of before, remove the programming in the ego self, which does believe it's separate from you, just remove the program that it is separate from you, and remove the program in that ego part of yourself that it has to be at war with what it is unable to control. If you would like this change, say yes and be open to receive.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're going to replace that with the new program that the ego still gets to keep its job of being, understanding your identity and keeping you aware of your personality, your identity. Although it is now able to also connect into oneness. So the drop knows the circumference of its own drop, but can also be a part of the ocean. If you would like this download, say yes and be open to receive.
Yes. Yes.
And let's just have the Creator just remove any shock, trauma, shame, and guilt that you've experienced by either being competitive or having been stepped on in your life. If you want that, say yes and be open to receive.
Yes.
Yes.
And would you like to know what it feels like, how to, and that you already do move forward in innocence, in the innocence of the oneness in the God being that you are? If you would like this, say yes.
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 And would you like to know what it feels like, how to, and that you already do go through your life, every step you take, every breath you take, is a breath of healing for yourself and the planet, that you are mindful of the power of healing that you are, being a creation, a child of God, that every step you put the intention of every step and every breath being a step and a breath of healing. So everywhere you go, you're vibrating with healing. If you would like this, say yes and be open to receive.
Yes.
Okay. How'd you like those?
It's interesting because as some of those were going in, I could feel like almost like in my brain, little things like Rice Krispies popping of releasing things, of the old programs releasing.
Cool.
And I would like to just add something to the mix, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, this is Gabby.
Obviously, that's the late, great Israel from Hawaii. And I just thought what we need to remind ourselves is that it's just a beautiful world, and somewhere over the rainbow is everything we want, and it's within reach, mm-hmm. thanks to the downloads.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because it always makes me both smile and get tears in my eyes, because Iz was a great example of a wonderful open heart in the world. And if we could walk through the world, reminding ourselves in each moment with each breath to open our heart a little bit more and share a little bit more love with everyone that we encounter. It's a much more rich and beautiful life.
Indeed.
Yeah. It was a spiritual, I know. I'm the same. Just listening to it was kind of getting me. And I think it's because with the downloads, we've had a clearing, so we're more open. And I think that goes right to the heart of what Susie was talking about and her work, is that it allows us to be more open. And in that open state, I just thank you for letting me share that, because that's the voice of heaven talking to us to remind us that this world is a beautiful place, and that we should look around and see the trees and see the birds and see the flowers and see each other, and stop worrying about competitiveness or how do I measure up against you versus you are another human being. How do I connect with you? How can I create a connection so that in this moment you'll go away feeling a connection to someone else? I don't have to know your background. I don't have to know your story. I don't have to know what you're going through in this moment. I just have to want to be connected.
And this whole millennium is about that connection. And, you know, we shared last week that there's people in our midst every day that we have an opportunity to connect with on a deeper level. And yet so many people walk through this world feeling isolated and lonely and depressed and sad because of that isolation. And yet it's in those little moments of reaching out to each other and connecting in that humanness, connecting in that divinity, and all of that other stuff then starts melting away. And so there's such promise.
And we want to let folks know, too, that if you had not listened to Theta Healing Benefits before, but you still can connect to Susie at thetahealingbenefits.com, and that is also listed on the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com. If you want more of that type of work, Susie still does workshops, she does private clients, but I think anything that clears away the rubbish that we've put in front of really bringing our true self, our true divinity out, it's a great time for us to work on clearing that, getting rid of that, and this is one very special way of doing that.
And some of the downloads Susie has shared on previous shows tap into what she was talking about our birthrights. And this is the time for us to claim those birthrights, that way of being in the world that's new and different, and it's what we are here to be and to receive.
So if you still have a need for some competitiveness or even some martial spirit, just see yourself in a suit of armor with a flag and claim your birthrights for the divinity of your soul.
And if you can't, call me. I'll help you.
But now is it is the time, and that was really special. And as I said, I think those downloads helped with the openness to really, I was hoping to receive Israel's message. You know, he weaved all those songs together and over the rainbow to remind us what a wonderful world it is. We don't have to go somewhere. We are somewhere. We're where we're supposed to be. We're right here.
This moment right here is what billions and billions of years of energy and chemical exchanges that are very complex. I mean, you also have to think about what about your ancestors that were amoebas? Like, think about what has happened since that time, that there was just single-celled amoebas on this planet. And then photosynthesis came in, and, you know, like, and then from there we had consciousness was now moving. And, you know, what did your ancestors that came out of the ocean for the first time, and, you know, what were they having to deal with? And I really came to the understanding is each generation has a piece of evolution to what is possible, where we're going. And, you know, you have to be thankful for what your ancestors went through. I mean, think about your ancestors coming forward in time a little bit, just coming over through the United States to settle in California. You know, what they must have encountered and how they had, what beliefs did they have to hold just to be able to make it and give you life, give you this moment right here, this one, you know, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but this moment right here. And this is where the magic is.
Beautiful. So perfect. So perfect. Yeah, so perfect and powerful. And that's true. So all we've got is now. And now is now gone, so now we have the new now, and that's gone, and now we have the new now. So that's what Susie's saying, too. We have to be in this moment and see the beauty and the connection and everything that's going on. And we said this before, and I can never get tired of saying it, and it comes from Lao Tzu as far as I know. But we get depressed when we look at the past, and we get anxious when we look at the future, and the only place we can live is in the now, the present moment.
And it's interesting that Susie picked up on the downloads for the competitiveness, because before the show, Solazar always picks a card for the listeners. And he picked two cards tonight. They were the exact same card, and both are cards of the mind. And they're cards about comparison. So there's a picture of the bamboo and a picture of the oak. So if you were asked which one is stronger, what would you say? And our minds are built to judge and compare and categorize. And yet if we can honor the beauty and strength in both of them, then we're at the right place. And there may be discernment in there that says, okay, if I have this task, perhaps one is better suited than the other. That doesn't make one better than the other. So in that competitiveness, there's also all those programs about judgment and comparison and comparing yourself to others and comparing, yourself to your expectations of what you should be able to do or not do. And this is the time to let all of that go. And as Solazar was saying, in the present moment, all of that melts away, right? Know that you are everything you need to be. All the tools that you need, all that you are, came in this little package. It's already wired into you, and it's just allowing yourself to open up to that divinity, open up to those gifts that you might have forgotten along the way of who you are.
So we want to remind folks that coming up this Wednesday, May 28th at 6 p.m. Pacific time, you can listen to our monthly podcast with Kira and I about the energy of June. But we'll talk about what's coming up astrologically, numerologically, vibrationally, and any other logicallys that come across us at the moment. And we'll share that with you. So you need to go to the products page of goodvibrationsradio.com to sign up. In the second hour, we're going to have an encore discussion with Robert Moses, the author of The Boy Who Died and Came Back, which is his story of the three times he died when he was a child, and the coming back. And what that did and how that framed and changed his life. And it's an extraordinary story. And we want to remind you that we will be back next Saturday with more Good Vibrations from 7 to 9 p.m. So go ahead and tune in. Don't forget to sign up for our email list. It's on the homepage. It's on the products page. It's on the About Us page. And while you're at it, visit Theta Healing Benefits with Susie Donahue. Sign up for her information. Stay in touch with her. Get yourself healed and downloaded.
This is the week.
And go ahead and start listening to us starting in June at Contact Talk Radio.
And we'll have more information on the goodvibrationsradio.com. We love you all. Many blessings. Take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Namaste.